And welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for February 1998. This is edition number 155, and I am Fred Vobey behind the gray ATM-25 here in the Sheetrock Announce booth with your magazine. If you'd like to write to us, our address is the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, care of Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031. Our telephone number is area code 419-228-4199. The fax number 419-221-1609. If you're a member and wish to muse, the telephone number is 419-224-1609. And if you're on the internet, my email address is gnbc@wcoil.com. Now you have all the information, well, with the exception of, here's Jerry Starr with a look at the AM Switch.
Hi everybody, Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch right out of the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. We have three editions of the Switch this month. We start with reference number 422 and these call letter changes. On 930 KJOX, Yakima, Washington becomes KGER. 980 KCHT in Sella, Washington changing to KJOX. 1140 KVLI, Lake Isabella, California becomes KQAB. On 1210 WCMQ, Miami Springs, Florida changing to WNMA. 1290 KOAZ in Tucson, Arizona. We told you last month that this call was granted in error by the FCC. And in this case, KCUB has been reinstated for 1290 in Tucson. 1330 WPPI in Carrollton, Georgia becomes WBTR. 1390 KCDR Turlock, California changing to KVIN. On 1400 WJHO, Opelika, Alabama becomes WANI. 1420 KLTW, Sierra Vista, Arizona changing to KTAN. 1440 WGCB Red Lion, Pennsylvania becomes WTHM. 1550 KICS Hastings, Nebraska changing to KMEM. 1580 KZKL Albuquerque, New Mexico becomes KDZZ. 1600 WVBV Chesapeake, Virginia changing back to an old call, WCPK. And on 1700, that new station everyone's been hearing in Miami Springs, Florida, they become WCMQ. One application for a new station, 1340 in one of my favorite towns in the whole world, Taos, New Mexico, 1,000 watts day and night U1. And several new stations have been granted, 720 in Hanover, New Hampshire, 50,000 watts daytime, 500 watts nighttime, a U4 antenna, that's different directional patterns day and night. And on 890 in Bernalillo, New Mexico, that's suburban Albuquerque, 4,000 day, 1,000 night, also a U4 antenna. In otherness, in 422, on 580 WELO in Tupelo, Mississippi, this station is silent. They report they will be back after making technical improvements. 780 WZZX in Lionville, Alabama, also silent. 850 KHLO in Hilo, Hawaii, this silent station is back on the air. 1260 WMMM, Westport, Connecticut, also has returned. 1300 KKUB, Brownfield, Texas, has gone silent. 1420 WSUH in Oxford, Mississippi, is silent. They lost their antenna site and are looking for a new one. 1430 WRMG, Red Bay, Alabama, also is silent. Moving on to reference number 423, these call letter changes, another shakeup in Cincinnati, 550 WCKY Cincinnati becomes WKRC. Also on 550 WPNW, Pawtucket, Rhode Island finally makes it official, they change to WLKW. 570 KISN Salt Lake City, Utah becomes KNRS. On 610 WZZK Birmingham, Alabama becoming WEZN. 690 KTCJ, Minneapolis, Minnesota becomes KXBR. 720, that new station in Hanover, New Hampshire we just told you about will be WQTH. 850 WEAT, West Palm Beach, Florida becomes WDJA. 1040 KSKD, Tigard, Oregon becomes KLVP. 1170 WBRW in Bridgewater Township, New Jersey, they're changing to WSPW. 1350 KRHD, Duncan, Oklahoma, changing to KKEN. 1360 WAZU in Cincinnati, Ohio. They now become WCKY. 1380 KSWO Lawton, Oklahoma becomes KXCA. 1540 KXMG Los Angeles, California changing to KCTD. Also in 1540, KPAD, Fort Worth, Texas, becoming KZMP. And on 1550, WXVA in Charlestown, West Virginia, they're changing to WMRE. One new station applied for on 1450 in Mountain Gate, California, which is about 10 miles north of Redding, California, 1,000 watts day and night non-directional. No new stations were granted in this edition. Under grants to existing facilities on 900 KREH in Oakdale, Louisiana, is going to be moving over 200 miles to a suburb of Houston. They changed their city of license to Pecan Grove, Texas. They'll relocate their transmitter site and operate with 250 watts daytime, 10 watts nighttime with a U4 antenna system. So if you see a three-tower antenna system going up around Houston, it is KREH moving to your town. On 1430 WNFO in Ridgeland, South Carolina, this station has been granted a move to Sun City Hill, South Carolina. They'll be 213 watts non-directional daytime only. Under otherness on 1060 WPHC in Waverly, Tennessee, this station is now rebroadcasting WQSE, the 1030 station in White Bluff, Tennessee. 1340 WXEE Welsh, West Virginia has gone silent. This station has been donated to the Council of Southern Mountains and by agreement must return to the air by January 31st. We're recording before that, so we can't tell you if that's happened or not. Perhaps someone in that area can tip us off. 1470 WCFJ Chicago Heights, Illinois has been silent, but new owners will be returning it to the air soon. Most likely it will rebroadcast WSBC 1240 in Chicago. On 1470 WHUT in Anderson, Indiana, this station is silent, but when we get to the next edition, they will return with new calls. 1600 WSNR, Beaver Dam, Kentucky, this station has now officially changed their city of license to Beaver Dam. They used to be licensed to Hartford, Kentucky. And on 1650, this is probably not news to anyone, but KGXL, the new expanded band station in Costa Mesa, California, has been testing for several months. They are now on the air and rebroadcasting KGIL 1260. Moving finally to reference number 424, call letter changes. We told you this was coming on 1470 WHUT Anderson, Indiana, changing to WGNR, and this silent station is now back on the air with that new call. Several grants to existing facilities on 1230 CJOK, Fort McMurray, Alberta, will be moving to 93.3 FM and will surrender their AM license when the FM is operational. And on 1450 KMCA in Burney, California, has now relocated their transmitter site and is operating from their new city of license, Shasta, California. And finally, moving on to otherness on 700 CHSJ in St. John, New Brunswick, their new FM station is on the air, presently being simulcast on the AM station, but that will come to a halt shortly as the AM facility is turned off for good. 730 WJTO in Bath, Maine, one of many stations that received significant damage from the ice storm in the Northeast. They are silent. All these stations that are silent due to the ice storm damage are, of course, going to return to the air in various time frames. 800 CJAD, Montreal, Quebec. This station is silent on this frequency. All four of its 675-foot towers were dropped by the ice storm. They are currently running their programming on 1410. This is the facility that was vacated when CFMB moved to 1280, and they will remain on 1410 until the 800 facility can be rebuilt. On 850 WLYF, Penyan, New York, their construction permit for full-time is now on the air. They're running 45 watts at night. 870 WLAM, Gorham, Maine is silent, another victim of the ice storm. On 1020 WRBF in Kendall, Florida, people who live in the Miami area should keep an eye on 1020 because this station has been testing and is expected to begin operations by spring. 1040 WJHR, Flemington, New Jersey, this brand new station now on the air playing oldies. Also on 1040 WYSL, Avon, New York, their construction permit for full-time is now on the air. They run 500 watts at night. 1060 KNSN, Chico, California, license canceled, call deleted. Also 1060 KTOZ in Springfield, Missouri, this station is temporarily silent. Vandals cut down their tower, no word on when that will return. 1150 WAVO, Rock Hill, South Carolina, a station that seems to come and go, is presently on the air relaying WHVN, the 1240 station in Charlotte. On 1190 KBCO in Boulder, Colorado, this station is silent, but JCOR, the owners, have donated it to the University of Colorado, and this is expected to return to the air in about 3 months. 1190 KXKS, Albuquerque, New Mexico, their construction permit for full-time is on the air. They run a mighty 24 watts at night, but are being heard as far away as Colorado. 1220 CJSS, Cornwall, Ontario, another station off the air, a victim of the ice storm. And on 1600 WQVL in Dover, Delaware, this station is silent due to transmitter problems. They returned to the air with a borrowed low-power transmitter and for several days were reported to be on 1610 kilohertz. They have since made adjustments back to 1600. And that'll wrap it up for this month. We'll see you in 30 days with more stuff from the broadcast band. Now let's head south. Hopefully this year we'll get a chance to run across this guy when we're in Florida. Here's John Bowker.
Well, thanks again, Jerry. Hello, everybody. Say, I want to start by acknowledging the tapes I've received this past month from Skip Dabblestein and Scott Feibusch. Thanks an awful lot, guys. And Adam Bouvier from Saskatchewan. Thank you, Adam. He sent in a full tape of sound bites and IDs from his home province. And a few from Alberta, too, I noticed, Adam. Oh, and even Fred Volby celebrated his trip into Michigan at Christmas time by taping some IDs. And that's great, Fred. Thanks to one and all. You know it's a major contribution to the Travelogue. And today, we're going to finish our trip around the country with our dial set at 1460 kilohertz. Well, we left off in Indiana last month, which means we'll be starting in Illinois this time, working our way westward as we do. By the way, in case you've never noticed, we follow the same route each time we take a travelogue route and ride around the country. We start usually in Maine, that's state number one. Oregon and Washington are states number 47 and 48. I'll bet nobody could tell me that Florida is number 16 and Texas is 32. I can tell very easily. But it's time to get going once again to hear how more of these 1460 stations identify themselves as we begin the February 1998 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
2-1, this is the Cardinals Baseball Network.
Afternoons at 3:30, 4:30, and 5:30 p.m., we'll update you with local news, sports, weather, and death announcements on AM 1460, WROI, Carmi, Illinois.
Rob Murphy's the new Cardinal pitcher. Zeal comes in. He'll take over.
That station uses 1,000 watts daytimes and only 85 watts at night.
And national sports. News from around the globe via CNN. And news for Champaign County and East Central Illinois. Twice an hour, only on News Radio 1460, WUFI, Rentoul, Champaign, Urbana.
President Bush's, or rather CNN headline news, I'm Lynn Long. President Bush's two
Watch
top
it, Lynn.
Military men on a mission to
Mark Strickert picked that one up for us in 1991, and Sun John got this next beauty for us just 2 years ago.
WBAN, Rantoul, Champaign, Urbana.
I'm Mark Willis, the United States, who's turning up the pressure on...
And the third set of calls from Rantoul came to Linda and me in 1996.
Appreciate you listening in today to AM 1460 WJCI, Rantoul, Champaign-Urbana. The time is now 3 o'clock.
Rantoul is authorized for only 65 watts at night. But here comes one granted 23 watts at night. I've got a light in my oven brighter than this.
For your information...
From ABC News, I'm Joan Bennett. Same bus route, same streets, same terrorist group that struck Jerusalem last Sunday has done it again.
You know, WIXN operates with only 500 watts during the day, which I guess is enough to cover a bunch of the smaller towns in northwest Illinois where they're located.
WRKR, FM, and AM Racine with a summer fest of fun for everyone.
Now, could you hear that flutter on WRKR? It's due to not having rewound that cassette tape in about 20 years. And that's not enough. You got to do it every year. If you have cassettes with stuff on it you want to keep, rewind them. Go from one end to the other at least once a year. It's the only way to save them well.
The circulation of the Milwaukee Journal is down 7.5%.
A message from Mars. Your Milwaukee area radio stations.
WBZN and WBZN-FM, Racine, Milwaukee. Convenience and affordability are compatible at Juno Village High Rise.
That's from 1991, by the way.
That's 1-800-228-5522.
The new V100.
WKKB, WKKB FM, Racine, Milwaukee.
A better variety of continuous music.
The new V100.
You know, it's a funny thing. That was also recorded in 1991. They changed call letters in the middle of the year, but by 1994, things had really changed.
De amplitud modulada. Vámonos por allí, vamos a ver qué es.
AM 1460 WBJX, Racine, Milwaukee, La Campeona.
Over across the state now.
Looking for a better tomorrow by caring about today's community. You're listening to WTMB 1460 on the right side of your AM dial in downtown Tomah, Wisconsin, and our local forecast for today calls for severe thunderstorms. Currently it's 62 at WTMB.
Come quick, tick-tock, tick. It's a shower of sound.
Come quick and tell me what frequency we're on. You wonder what station she was on before WTMB, right? Here's Minnesota.
Live high school sports, local news four times a day, and the best in country music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You're tuned to KDWA, 1460 AM Hastings, serving the Tri-County area.
Now, you ask yourself, how can they broadcast 24 hours of music and also do news and sports? I know, maybe they use the left channel for music, and you see the right channel for the... No, forget it. New meaning for stereo.
This is KKAQ and KKDQ-FM, Thief River Falls, Minnesota.
From ABC News, I'm Larry Jacobs, and we're live at Woodstock 94 in Saugerties, New York.
Would you believe it? That station you just heard operates with 2,500 watts, and it's the most powerful of any station I've played for you so far today. The others have all been 1,000 watts or even 500 watts. Daytime powers. Okay, but that's going to break now, because here comes a biggie with a full 5,000 watts, day and night.
Serving Iowa, Iowa's first AM stereo. KSO Des Moines.
And that's all we have of KSO. Because, you see, in 1990, the Brain Trust in Des Moines decided to get rid of those old-fashioned call letters.
And, Brian, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You ready? How long are you going to go this time?
60.
60 minutes of the best non-stop rock and roll at KGGO Des Moines. On the way.
Another 30-minute free ride with Ron Stevens. From Des Moines 95, KGGO.
Oh, yeah. And by 1996, they were following a different
path. And until
path.
The next time we come your way, our prayer is that the Lord would bless you and keep you, and would watch over you, and would use you for His glory.
Reaching out to more listeners than ever before. Regional Radio, AM 1460, KDMI, Des Moines.
Hi, this is Bob Larson. I'm sure you've heard about it by now. The government spent $20 million...
Hear the noise on that satellite link? Let's go down into the Show Me State.
R.L., we're the king of music, the inspirational voice, the real gospel station, sending love through the airways. We're AM 1460, KIRL, St. Charles, serving St. Louis.
Love that. You know, I find her voice fascinating, like the young lady on Police Academy. Okay, here's a song, sung from Louisiana, right up on the Arkansas border.
KBSF 1460, KTKC 92.7, Spring Hill.
A leak from a St. Charles Parish ammonia plant is drifting over the communities of Taft.
Oh, boy. Spring Hill's running 1,000 watts there, incidentally. And now with 5,000 watts, here's the state capital's contribution to our 1460 tour.
AM 1460, WXOK, Baton Rouge.
Hey, Fred. I'm going to get me a new microphone so I can say Baton Rouge that way. Sound like him. Wow. Let's go to state number 32.
KBRZ, Freeport. 10 o'clock, time for ABC News.
Here's the latest from ABC News. Good morning. I'm Tim O'Donnell.
Jackie Kennedy Onassis was a model of courage and dignity.
Boy, with a sounder like that, I'd have a heart attack at that station.
Central Station Friday, only one subway now remains partially shut. This is the Texas State News Network. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick.
KRME Hondo. With Texas State Network News via satellite. KRME Hondo, a TSN station.
And it's currently 1 o'clock p.m. My name's Robin Brian, and I'll be with you here for another hour with more country music news and weather.
Okay, Robin, we're going to have to move on. Let me guess that this station is the most familiar of any call letters of any radio station in the U.S.
Waco 100 is WACO AM and FM, Waco, Temple, Killeen, Texas, number one country.
If your heart, you want to argue with me? You think I'm wrong? WARE? No. Let's stay in Texas for a minute, out in the western part.
Tejano Radio's hottest, KTNP 1460 Lubbock, KVOP 1400 Plainview.
That's pretty smooth, you know? I like that. Northward into the Sooner State.
Esta es KZ 1460 AM, el poder radiofónico de Oklahoma.
Good luck with that one. That was KZUE, El Reno, Oklahoma.
La próxima semana se sabrá si la Junta Nacional de Seguridad en el Transporte suspenderá la recuperación de los restos del avión de la compañía ValueJet que se estrelló en el Parque Nacional de los Everglades en la Florida.
I hear avión, ValueJet, and Florida. I don't have to know anymore.
On your sports leader, KKOY Chanute.
We're back at the Metrodome. Mitch Holtis along with Lynn Dawson, Bill Grigsby, Bob Drex. The Chiefs lead 7-0, 8-13 left.
We're hopping one state at a time on our way north. That was Kansas, and here's Nebraska.
CNN News is next on your station for the wonderful memories. KKPR, Kearney.
CNN Radio News, I'm Cammy McCormick. An invitation from Atlanta's Olympic organizers for people to return to Centennial Park.
And still another 400 miles to the north?
This is John Gordon, and you're listening to the world champion Minnesota Twins on Western North Dakota Sports Voice. KLTC Radio in Dickinson.
The Champion Auto Store starting lineups for tonight's game. First of all, for the visiting A's, leading it off in left.
Boy, without that auto store, I don't know where we'd be. 5,000 watts in the Rocky Mountains here.
Classic Country, AM 1460, KKCS, Colorado Springs.
Now, this next station's in the fastest growing city in the United States, they tell me. And the call letters suggest they know how to make money, too.
K-E-N-O, Las Vegas, is Stereo 1460, Keno.
All right. We go now to LAX, Los Angeles International Airport. And the reason? That's the hometown for this next station.
You're in tune with the voice of Inglewood, K
KTYM.
6 or 7 years ago on The Musings, a listener phoned in to tell me how to pronounce the name of this next city, and I'm going to get it right this time. And as a matter of fact, since then, I've even visited Salinas, California.
Bringing you memories. We're KDON-AM, Salinas, Monterey.
The independent council law has been declared unconstitutional. I'm Mike Allen on the Satellite News Network.
That was 1981, and now in 1989...
The preceding message, again, does not reflect the opinions and all that stuff.
1460
Hey, I love it.
XR, Salinas, Santa Cruz, Monterey. Welcome to the jungle.
I wonder if his lawyer heard him say that. Say, if you're fond of California wine, listen up. Boy, this is the heart of the wine country here.
You're listening to the classic music of the 50s and 60s, Sonoma County. From Santa Rosa, this is KWFN.
And then in 1990, Scott Johnson updated that air check for us.
KRRS, Santa Rosa.
Cadena Radio Centro desde México. Se vigilará al respecto de los derechos de los trabajadores mexicanos en el...
Time to cross into one of our favorite states, Oregon.
KCKX, Dayton.
A wave of good news for Bill Clinton. I'm Donna Alday on the Satellite News Network.
That's in Staten, Oregon.
Good evening. Now it's 6 o'clock.
KGAA.
Ronald Reagan discussed vice presidential contenders with former President Gerald Ford.
Let's update that Washington station to 1994.
You've been listening to Insight with Dr. Joel Niederhood.
You're tuned to the full-time Bible-based ministry of Family Radio.
The sound of the new life for Northgate is AM 1460, KARR, Kirkland, Seattle.
Glory, honor, and praise.
Okay, way across to the southeast corner of Washington.
You're listening to Yakima's first choice for oldies. Following today's show, keep it right here. We're Yakima's oldie station. The best oldies from the 50s and 60s. On 1460 KMWX, Yakima.
And a good Sunday to you. I'm Hank Aaron. Here is the latest news in the nation. The Justice Department has...
So that's what ball players do when they retire, huh? Hank Aaron reading the news out in Yakima, Washington. Oh, boy. Say, a month ago when we started these 1460 station breaks, I told you I'd try to sneak in about 4 seconds of the only 10,000-watt station we have at 1460 on tape. Hold your breath now. Here it comes.
You're listening to CJOY 1460 Guelph.
And you waited a whole month for that, did you not? Oh, boy. That wraps up all the stations at 1460 we have on tape. We have one more we've got to dig out. It's in Tunkhannock, Pennsylvania. Scott Feibusch sent it down just a couple of weeks ago. And we haven't got it on the master tape yet, Scott, but we will. So hang in there. We'll get it for you. Want to thank you all very much. And we're going to all be back next month and take a look at the 1470 dial position all across this beautiful land of ours. Oh, and speaking of beautiful, here's Fred.
Thanks, John. Let's talk with Bill Hale from Domestic DX Digest. Bill, how you doing down in Texas?
Well, I'm just fine. We're probably a little warmer than you are.
I say you're a lot warmer than we are. We're right now at about 15 degrees.
Oh, my goodness. It's close to 70 today.
Well, if you want some of this temperature, we can send it down your way.
And we'll reciprocate with some heat up that way.
There you go. Tell us a little bit about the CPC. Now, the CPC basically coordinates tests for the National Radio Club. Is that right?
That's correct. I'm the new chairman, I guess you, if you want to call it that, of the CPC. The CPC means, what I always thought meant was Courtesy Program Committee. I don't know how the name ever got started, but it's kind of like a public relations job that... I send out a letter, it's like a form letter to a station, that someone has indicated that they would like to hear, that they've never logged to the other part of the country or something, or it's just on a bad channel or something, and they send me two stamps, one to send the letter out and one for a self-addressed stamped envelope that lets the station send a response back to me. And they say, I'd like to hear whatever station. So I send them a letter, and I hope that they respond in a positive manner.
Many of the tests of stations seem to correlate, I guess you'd say, to like day timers and those that are on strange patterns and stuff. If a station is low power or at night or is on a very restrictive pattern, is there a really good chance that you can hear that station if they stay on day power at high power, you know, during the nighttime?
Oh, yeah, it's incredible at night. In fact, if they come on between midnight and 6 a.m. and, say, a Monday morning, it's perfectly legal for them to be on with day facilities then for them to be testing. They could have to test their day facilities at that time, and they could just slip in a little word that says we're testing for technical purposes and for the National Radio Club. That's all it would take, and who knows, somebody on, you know, which on the other end of the country that may never had the opportunity to hear the station before may be loud and clear.
When stations have run tests in the past, do you see a lot of loggings coming into the domestic DX Digest?
Absolutely. It's incredible. The some recent tests, well, there haven't been a lot of recent tests because this position has been vacant for a long time, but prior to this, stations that were never, I've been in this, the DX Digest position here, editor for, oh, gosh, maybe 10, 11 years now, and some stations that I had never seen logged before, they come in just because of the test.
The numbers of stations which test, do you find that sometimes you get a lot of stations that test, and then sometimes there's not too many that want to test?
Well, I think it's got a lot to do nowadays. I think the numbers are dwindling simply because it's not like the old days where every radio station had their own chief engineer, and nowadays it's, you know, they're all contracted out, it seems. There are very few stations have an engineer that's solely responsible for keeping them up, and it loses a lot. The managers of the stations, whether they're general managers or whoever takes care of these stations anymore, they just don't understand what it is to hear a station far away. They're just worried about getting their own little format on and getting the numbers and everything else, and they don't care about anything else. So I think the numbers are dwindling. As far as stations are agreeable to do these tests.
But do you find that when a station finds out that they have listeners thousands of miles away on these tests, that it kind of blows their mind a little bit?
Yes, it sure does. Just recently, we had one of my reporters up in Iowa reported the 700 station down in Dothan, Alabama, and they had heard that all they heard was an FM ID. In other words, the station simulcast with the FM station. But they had heard previously that the station no longer simulcast with the FM. Well, that got my interest going, and so I happened to call these guys in Dothan, and I was at 6 o'clock at night, and just a announcer was on duty, and I told him who I was in the radio club, and I told him a little bit about us, and said, hey, you know, I got a logging from a guy up in Iowa that said they heard you, the 700 station, whatever time it was, I can't remember the details, and he was just flat out blown away, and he was taking my name down and everything else, and he filled me in on a lot of stuff, and as it was, they did simulcast this FM station, and it was them, so it was a good catch for this fella up in Iowa, but this guy was... He was just beside himself. He says, oh, Iowa, oh, no, can't be. I says, yes, I've got it right here in front of me. I was reading them all the details. And he says, yep, that sure was us.
Has anyone ever heard any, like, Hawaiian stations to the east of the Mississippi because of CPC tests?
I can't honestly answer that. As you know, all the Hawaiian stations are, as far as I know, I think they're all 24-hour stations. There aren't any daytimers out there. There may be one, but I'm not aware of it. So they may be a little bit more reluctant to test, but I don't think anybody has ever contacted I've never seen a Hawaiian station as far as being tested in, but that would be a challenge right there. That's a good thing. I'm writing that down right now to get some letters off to Hawaii.
What about when some of the big clear channel stations, when they sign off for tests and such, does that often help the DXers?
Oh, absolutely. As an example, say WGN in Chicago, if they ever shut down for maintenance, it'd be like on a Monday morning or something, which I think there is a regularly scheduled period for them. That opens up the whole 720 channel, and the quote DX just rolls into everybody. Especially out east where the WGN kind of dominates everything on 720 at night for everybody in the east. Stations from the west kind of trickle in through the muck and the mire.
Finally, let me ask you one last question here before I let you go. The domestic DX digest. How many different loggings would you say you get on a normal column at one time? Is it just a few stations, or do you usually get a lot?
Well, two or three or four years ago, during the DX season, which of course is in the cold months, the wintertime, there was probably not one frequency that was untouched as far as all the different time frames. We break it up into midnight to 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and 4 o'clock to midnight Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the TIS stations, we have an ID section, we have a special section for somebody reports a new format or something. But like I say, there have been times when not one frequency has been untouched. We've hit them all. And then in the summertime, of course, the listening is down, people are on vacation, and the DX isn't as good in the summertime. And that sometimes it's been pretty slim in the summertimes. But most often, we have a pretty good turnout.
Sounds good. Sounds very good. Well, I'll tell you what, let's swing it over to our other editor for DX. You want to do the introduction on this?
Sure, be glad to.
Okay, go ahead.
And now stay tuned for Bruce Cotty bringing you International DX Report.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the DX Digest. I'm Bruce Cotty. The low A and K indices of late December produced some excellent conditions for transatlantic DXing. Some great DX catches were reported by Neil Kazaros in the Chicago area. Here's how Neil reported it. The superb conditions continue here in Illinois as I fell asleep at 5 hours 30 minutes UTC December 27th, listening to Finland on 963 kHz, which had music and talk audible about 25% of the time. Also, Denmark on 1062 kHz and several more from the UK were heard. German on 531 kHz, must have been Switzerland. Tonight, December 28th, early evening, I had RNE5 Spain on 531, with an ID and bits of audio seemingly parallel 1107 kHz. Also copied some of Croatia on 1125, parallel the big gun on 1134 kHz, and had Slovakia on 1098. At sunset, I heard Saudi Arabia on 1521, and a big signal from Transworld Radio on 1467. Many other carriers were in well at near audio levels, including 1188 kHz. Mark Conley in Massachusetts followed up on Neil's report as follows. Neil Kazaros mentioned absolutely the best ever European DX from his home near Chicago. He listed stations that he hadn't even heard during the Newfoundland Canada de-expedition a month earlier. His report spurred me to do some listening during the 5 to 8 hours UTC time period, that being midnight to 3 a.m. local. Generally, I've neglected this time block because I usually like to sleep then, and with cold weather and meddling non-DXers, police, etc., operation from the car at high-quality shore locations doesn't usually work out too well at that time. Neil's report of good high-latitude propagation and some really good sunset period reception here in Massachusetts of stations such as Sweden on 1179 kHz gave me the idea to do some tuning from my home location, 25 kilometers from the seashore, between 5 and 8 hours UTC, December 27. Well, it paid off, says Mark. I had my best ever reception of Finland on 963, and at 7 hours 15 minutes UTC, a nice sign-on from the Faroe Islands on 531 kHz, a station I'd heard only once before from a U.S. site, that being Harwich, Massachusetts, a much better site than home for Euros. Finland had a great signal for over an hour before 6 hours 30 minutes to after 7:30. Kaliningrad on 1386 blasted in with a great This is the Voice of Russia World Service ID at 6 hours UTC. Of course, the usual Scandinavian big guns, Norway 1314, Denmark 1062, and Sweden 1179 were booming in at near local quality. Even at 8 hours UTC, when I did decide to pack it in for a night's sleep, Norway and Denmark were putting in good signals. That from Mark Conley. I came in at the tail end of the late December Scandinavian feeding frenzy, with only a glimpse of Finland on 963 here in New Hampshire, and an early morning het on 531 that could have been from the Faroes. Both the A and K indices were at zero toward the end of December, great for high-latitude DX. The low indices usually result in good high-latitude reception of transatlantic signals that would otherwise be subdued by the North Polar auroral dome. Conversely, listen for Latin American and sub-equatorial transoceanic DX when higher indices and increased solar activity are present. Listen to WWV at 18 past the hour for the latest numbers and solar activity forecast. I have news of a couple of new radio stations to pass along. First, here in New Hampshire, WQTH Hanover on 720 kHz with 50,000 watts daytime power is expected to be signing on the air soon. This might be a good sunrise-sunset DX target for those of you who need to add New Hampshire to your logs. Some of you may remember when WHEB used to broadcast daytime only on 750 from Portsmouth, New Hampshire. WHEB was widely heard and only with 1,000 watts. Of course, Portsmouth is on the seacoast, which also helps improve DX get-out ability. Hanover is inland on the Vermont-New Hampshire border, but with 50,000 watts, it should still be a good target. I'll keep you posted. And on the international scene, there's a new station on 610 from Colombia that's being heard in the east. Radio Difusora Nacional de Colombia is the station, according to a report from Play DX, relayed via Renato Bruni at Hardcore DX and Mark Conley. The station is located in Oribia, La Guajira in Colombia. The station was heard during the late November Newfoundland expedition by Jean Brunel and Neil Kazaros, and I'm hearing it here in New Hampshire in the null of WGIR Manchester on 610, so that might be a good target for Columbia. A couple of local station notes. Radio Disney, we're all ears, sounds more like a Radio DXer slogan. WPZE Boston on 1260 is now Radio Disney.
You've got it locked on the new Sports Voice in Boston. One-on-one sports, AM 1510, WNRB Boston.
Sun Devils, Golden Eagles, and Wildcats victorious on New Year's Eve. Happy New Year, everyone. I'm Adam Crawford, and here's what's happening. There were three bowl games.
WNRB Boston on 1510 and WKBR Manchester, New Hampshire on 1250 are now one-on-one sports. Tim Hendel sent in a request via email for some examples of long-wave reception. Let's make it a date, a long-wave band scan. Next time on the DX Digest, I'm Bruce Conti, 73s and good DX.
And now let's take a quick look at sports with Ken Onischuk.
Happy New Year from the sports department. Ken back here. And an abbreviated column this time, a little bit short, kind of mid-season between major things. We know the Super Bowl is coming up at the end of the month. and the NBA and NHL are in full swing going on, but there are a couple other leagues going on here that would pass along some information. The Continental Basketball Association, which didn't get much ink this year in USA Today, but I still managed to get some radio information for you from some of the teams. The Rockford, Illinois Lightning on 100.9 WQFL, the Grand Rapids Griffins on 1340 WBBL, the Quad Cities Thunder on 1230 WLLR, and the Idaho Stampede out of Boise on 670 KBOI. And next, I go to the ABL, which is the Women's Basketball League. And the information I got here, the New England Blizzard, I didn't get a base for them, but they have a four-station network, which says more than any of the other teams. 610 WSNG, 1240 WWCO, 1360 WDRC, and 1400 WILI. The Portland, Oregon Power can be heard on 1410 WBNP out there. The San Jose Lacers can be heard on 1590 KLIV. And let's see, I mentioned Colorado last month on 710 KNews, and Seattle's team on 96.1 KXXO. The other team had no radio broadcasts. Okay, from a recent Chicago Sun-Times column I have here from December 17th, that informs us that AM 1000 WMVP Chicago is replacing its weekend reruns in ESPN Sports with call-in talk shows instead. I'm sure AM 950, WDZ, whatever that thing is, and WSCR got plenty of talk, so they can take care of that category there. Anyway, hope you enjoy the sports, enjoy the Super Bowl and everything else, and I'll talk to you again next month. Good DX, everyone. Bye-bye.
Please flip the tape to side two.
It's Friday night on 119.